Today, we say goodbye to Am. He was deeply loved and will be forever missed. On behalf of the family, we want to thank you for coming. Let's pray. Our eternal Father, as we gather today, we remember Am. We ask you to be the God of all comfort and the God of all grace. Give us perspective as we face the reality of death, to grow in our perspective of the truths of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear these words from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Thea is now going to lead us in a song.
I know. Oh, my soul, you are not.
Roman's going to come now and read some of AM's favorite scripture verses.
Hello. I just think it's really special and neat that AM has had these really special verses for himself that he has kind of really given to us and passed down for us, and that I just hope they're, you find them comforting. Oh. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Psalms 91:14-16. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Psalm 31:24. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed.
Thank you, Roman. Carrie is now going to come and read some tributes.
So, I'm going to get through this. The first thing that I'd like to do is read Mom's tribute to AM. Mom being Ruth, who is our matriarch on Matt's side, who had a really special relationship with AM. Can everybody hear me? I can hear me, so. they did it again. So Mom writes, today with heavy hearts, we celebrate the life of our grandson, AM. He came into our lives as a young teenager, and from that moment, he brought a unique blend of dreams and challenges that deeply touched our hearts. AM's life was a journey marked by his experiences and boundless aspirations. Despite facing emotional struggles, he filled many of our days with his dreams and enthusiasm. We listened intently as he shared his visions with us, and we could almost see them come to life through his passionate descriptions. One of AM's greatest loves was the drama program at school. Mom and Dad spent countless hours hearing about his exciting experiences working backstage and his moments on stage. His stories were vivid, and we felt we were there with him, sharing his excitement and pride. AM had an impeccable sense of style. He loved wearing the finest clothes, and they made him feel 10 feet tall. They made him look it, too. Mom and Dad could easily imagine him as a model, striding confidently down runways or gracing the pages of magazines. His love for music and singing for his friends on YouTube was another source of immense joy. His experiences flooded him with inspiration to one day create his own music. AM faced many challenges in life, but he always hid them behind his infectious smile. That smile, full of warmth and joy, brightened our lives and melted our hearts. We shared countless hugs. Those hugs filled our hearts and created the best memories. Hugs, AM, to the moon and beyond. Love, Grandma. So now my thoughts about AM, and you saw me kind of giggle a little there because Mom touched on so many things that I learned about AM when he was living with us. It was a treat. So let me get into my contribution. So we gather here today with hearts full of gratitude to celebrate the life of my dear nephew, AM. Though his time with us was brief, his impact was profound and enduring, filling our lives with joy, laughter, and unforgettable memories. AM was a bright light full of energy, kindness, and compassion. From a young age, he showed a remarkable zest for life that was contagious to everyone around him. Now, if I could not lose my spot. Here we go. His laughter could fill a room, and his smile had the power to lift even the heaviest of spirits. One of my favorite memories of AM is from when he came to visit us in British Columbia. Hopping out of the truck and following my brother to say hello, he innocently and with a bit of zest asked, "Who are you? Are you my auntie?" I responded, "Yes, I am." And he said to me, "Well then, I guess I should give you a hug." That simple, pure moment perfectly captured A.M.'s sweet and loving nature. We had no idea from that first visit when he was a preteen that he would actually live with us for a while and that we would have so much fun together in his early adult life. A.M. spent time working with us in our cleaning business and we enjoyed many fun times together. He was excited to dress as Frozone for our company Halloween dress-up bowling party and handed out hot chocolate with us as at the local Christmas parade. In the short time he worked with us, I was pleasantly surprised that he took pride in the fact that he was solely responsible for cleaning one of the banks on our customer list. I was equally surprised to find out that the entire month of November, his TikTok content was filmed at that bank. A.M. taught us patience and care in ways we never anticipated. He was always eager to let us know what he desired by simply stating, "Hey, you know what would be fun?" Next thing we knew, we were having a wiener roast in the backyard, hitting the road for a summer drive, or heading out tubing at Mount Baldy, where my mother-in-law asked me to interject. He was an accomplice in my efforts to take my mother-in-law out with the tube. Next thing we knew, we were having a wiener roast in the backyard. Oh, I already said that, guys, sorry. His enthusiasm for life's simple pleasures brought joy and spontaneity to our lives. During the time I spent getting to know A.M., one important thing I learned was just how hard it is to care for an afro. You can't just go to any salon and you cannot comb it. Peter loved the way his ball cap sat on the top of his afro, no matter how many inches it shot up from the top of his head. In his early 20s, A.M. had already begun to make his mark on the world. He approached everything with dedication and passion. He was driven not by desire for personal gain, but by a genuine wish to make the world a better place. Now, let's be honest though, A.M. wasn't perfect. His singing was absolutely atrocious. Just ask anyone who had the good fortune of hearing him. It seems to me A.M. never really understood just how bad his singing was. I'm grateful for that though. That's because while he was living with us on Christmas morning, A.M. had the best present for us. He had written and performed a song for Peter and me. We sat listening to our nephew serenade us and knew in that moment just how loved we were by this amazing young man. Family was everything to A.M., as were each of you. While the loss of someone so young leaves us feeling bewildered and perhaps confused, one thing is certain. We're all here this day because of the impact this young man had on our lives. He had a way of making us feel special. While I can't speak for A.M., he seemed to genuinely cherish the moments spent with us, from holiday gatherings to simple everyday conversations. He was always there with a listening ear, a comforting word, and a helping hand. His love for his family and friends was boundless, and we are all better for having had him in our lives. A.M. had dreams and aspirations that, although cut short, continue to inspire us. He envisioned a future where he could use his talents and skills to bring about positive change. While we mourn the loss of those unfulfilled dreams, we also celebrate the legacy he leaves behind. His kindness, generosity, and spirit will live on in our hearts and in the countless lives he's touched. Today, we remember A.M. not with sorrow, but with immense gratitude for the time we were blessed to have him. Remember his joy, his laughter, his love, and his unyielding spirit. Though he may no longer be with us in person, his memory will remain with us always, gliding and reminding us of the importance of living each day with love and compassion. As we say our final goodbyes, let us hold on to the beautiful memories we have with A.M. Let us honor his life by carrying forward his legacy of kindness and by living our lives in a way that would make him proud. Yes. Rest in peace, dear A.M. May you continue to sing with the angels and never have another bad hair day. You will forever be in our hearts.
Thank you, Carrie. Thea's going to come and lead us in another song. And if you know the words, would like to sing along, please do. Thank you. Matthew's going to come now and do the eulogy.
It's nice to see so many people here for him. My wife wrote this because I wasn't able to. I had nothing but empty thoughts for weeks. You know, I tried really hard to write something, but everything that I wrote just didn't feel right and didn't represent him the way that he really was. I'd like to thank everyone for coming and sharing your love and support in this difficult time. AM meant so much to us all. AM was born in Saskatoon, January 12, 2002. He had many families throughout his life, but learning to be a family is more than just blood. When AM came to be a part of our family in 2016, he was full of stories of his previous families and his previous adventures that he had had with all of them. AM loved them all so very much. It didn't take AM long to settle in with us. He fit into the family just like he'd always been there. AM was fun, kind-hearted, and enjoyed meeting new people. He loved going to church, and he loved helping out in any way that he could. His favorite thing here was the summer jam. AM had an outgoing personality, which he expressed in any way that he could. Being well-dressed, wearing a fancy suit, acting in school plays. He even loved being active with, like, skateboarding and riding his scooter. He always tried to keep up with his older brother, Manny, but he just couldn't. But he'd keep persisting and keep practicing. He engaged in shooting hoops with Manny and me, and he had a full heart for music. He felt at peace when playing his guitar. He would be found practicing it while he was writing a song. He would only allow a few select people to hear his songs, though. AM was a Marvel and DC fan. He spent many hours watching and discussing these movies, comics, and other things with me. And he was a huge fan of Supernatural. He must have watched that series probably 20 times. On sleepless nights, he could be found curled up on the couch with my wife, Trina. He loved to fish, and he loved to camp. He made friends easily. He was just so full of charisma that he just pulled you in whenever you met him. He brought true joy to those around him. Even if he was feeling down, he managed to be uplifting and encouraging when communicating with others. AM has meant so much to so many, and his passing has left a huge hole in our hearts, in our families, and in our lives. And we will carry and cherish him for always. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm going to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the blessings we enjoy, the blessings of life and friendship. We thank you for the memories and strength to carry on. God, grant us hope, faith, and love. We're grateful for AM's life and celebrate the time he was privileged to have with us. Be with each of us and show your compassion to those who are gathered here today. Hear us now as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When you walked in this morning, you probably saw some of the bright decorations. We're planning for Summer Jam again. And so normally we might not have such bright colors out, but AM loved Summer Jam and was involved initially going through it as a child and then being a leader. he often gets dropped off here in the morning and come to Maura and I and say, is there something I can help with? And we say, yes, there is, Am. And he'd come and serve. And so we thought it was only a great tribute to have all the colors out. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 14. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so we will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. Am's personality was sometimes bigger than life. He would enter the room with a big grin and like to wear bright colored clothes. Sometimes in the heat of summer, he'd walk into church with a three-piece suit. But things like that never fazed Am. He was playful and fun and more than willing to serve when we needed help. Am was deeply loved by Matthew and Trina and all of the family. I was there when the papers were signed for Am's adoption. He was loved, accepted, and completely belonged. Am was also broken by things he had no control over. Things affected Am's ability to fully understand, comprehend, and manage the big world that was eager to swallow him up. In his brokenness, Am struggled with substance abuse. It had been almost a year ago now when Am ended up in a coma using drugs and then being affected by seizures. Am tried to make some shifts in his life, like going back to live with Matthew and Trina, so he could heal some. He also contacted me about wanting to be baptized, which we hoped would happen this summer. He had asked me to be a reference for him so he could volunteer at a kids' camp in Edmonton. For many years, he had been such a help running our own children's programs at the church. None of us were thinking we were going to be here today. Am's struggle in this life is over, but now he's in eternity. Matthew and Trina adopted Am into their family with all its privileges and freedoms. And now, in an even more incredible way, God invites each of us to be adopted into his family and experience unconditional love, acceptance, and forgiveness that expands from this life into eternity. Am loved Jesus, and Jesus loved Am. This world will never be able to prey on Am's vulnerability anymore because he's safe in the arms of Jesus now. Let's pray. God, we never imagined having to walk through days like today, and you never planned us to. We pray for your healing oil to be poured over our broken hearts. We ask that you would set eternity in our hearts, so we would live in hope in your victory over death and sin forevermore. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thea is now going to come and lead us another song.
He's my rock, my shield, he's my wheel in the middle.
might have caught, there was a little country in that song. A.M. was very diverse in his music love. The family would like to thank you for coming and supporting and encouraging today. Following the benediction, there'll be a time where refreshments will be served, and we encourage you to take the time to share memories with each other about A.M. On the tables, you'll find pens and note cards. We encourage you to write a memory of A.M. These will be a special collection for their family in the days ahead. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.